I am at the 2012 Export Exchange, and sitting with me is Dr. Joe Glauber, and he just got done talking with us about the supply and demand outlook for the U.S. and globally. Tell us, sum up your take-home message for those that were in attendance today.
Well, no surprise, I talked a lot about the drought and the effect on corn and soybeans primarily, this was a global conference, so we talked a lot about wheat as well, but clearly the drought was the big story this summer. It certainly has affected prices. As we look forward, you know, and I think the key things in terms of price moderation is, you know, the world is now turning to the South American soybean crop, and I think is we should have a little better information on that over the next couple of months, certainly on plantings, and then into January, February, we should have some pretty good idea on production. But, of course, the real issue will be what it means for spring planting here in the U.S., and I think that given these prices, we're going to see strong acreage again for corn, strong acreage for soybeans. Hopefully we'll see better yields, and with that some rebuilding of stocks and some moderation of prices, because the other side of the sector, of course, the livestock side has been hit pretty hard over the last, over the last several years, but particularly this year with run-up in feed costs.
As a livestock producer myself, I can definitely contest to that. So with the corn and soybean outlook and what we've had over the drought and stuff, what is the future for the livestock industry grain-wise?
Well, I think near term, a lot's going to depend on pasture conditions. We're hopeful that we'll get a little better rain to see, you know, better, you know, the winter's going to be real tough, I think. We get into spring, then hopefully we'll start to see some moderation in prices. But I think some people are surprised that we haven't seen more liquidation. We're seeing it on the dairy side, certainly. Poultry placements are down a little bit. Hogs, I think, largely because in the aggregate, some of the bigger operations were well hedged. But, you know, the smaller ones, if you weren't well priced, you're getting hit on margins. And cattle, it just takes a little longer. But I think the key thing on cattle is going to be what the pasture conditions look like, over the winter. And if you can just get those cows the cattle into next year, I think that hopefully we'll see lower feed costs. Actually, not a very different story in one sense in how we began the year, that everyone was thinking that, you know, we had a tight corn situation, a tight soybean situation, but a better prospects on crop, we would see lower prices. We didn't get that this year, so it just means added strain for that sector for another year. But hopefully it will improve when we get into 2013.
Well, we just heard some producers sum up the 2012 crop. Can you sum it up from a different standpoint, from the economic standpoint?
Well, this is the real irony, I guess. One is it's very regional, obviously. I mean, this really hit a large portion of the Corn Belt, this drought did. And so on the crop side, devastating yields for many. But if you were insured, I think your income's probably held up okay. It's not true for everyone, and not everyone insures at the high coverage levels. But if you were insured at high coverage levels, particularly if you're insured with revenue products that, you know, have the harvest time option, you're going to be able to recoup a lot of those losses. And that's important for the overall sector. I think if you look at the crop side of the ledger, it looks pretty good. And certainly, as we heard today, if you're in an area that was hit less by drought, we had talked to a producer from western Montana, Minnesota, they were looking at far better yields. And so with high prices, actually some pretty strong incomes. Again, the flip side is the livestock side and livestock, dairy, and poultry. And there, again, a lot depends on how well hedged you were and going forward. In the aggregate, farm income is actually estimated up from last year. In fact, it's estimated to be a record, a nominal record, that is, if you don't take inflation into account. But it largely, is helped by, you know, probably about $20 billion in crop insurance indemnity payments, which, you know, really helped soften the blow of of short crops. And
you touched on this a little bit briefly, but let's hit on the global outlook.
There, it depends on the crop. If you look at wheat, U.S. had great wheat crop. We were able to get that harvested. You know, the spring wheat crop looks good. The winter wheat crop much improved from last year. But if you go worldwide, there were some trouble spots. The Black Sea region, which has been a very important for exports over the last 5 years or so, they got hit with pretty hard drought again. And so Russian wheat exports were down, Ukraine wheat exports were down, Kazakhstan wheat exports were all down. And in parts of Europe, they were affected by the drought. So that's been a big issue. Right now, there's some concern about the Australian crop that will be harvested later this year or early 2013. So on the wheat side, it's largely outside of the U.S. On corn, for the most part, with the exception of Ukraine, which had a poor they were hit with a poor wheat crop, but also a poor corn crop. There's a lot of areas in the world that actually had pretty strong production. We're anticipating Brazil to have a very strong corn crop this year, the one that's currently being planted. And their second crop, their so-called double crop corn, has actually grown in importance and significance. It's now larger than the primary crop. That is, Brazil has become a very big corn producer. And again, on soybeans, it's really South America. Hopefully, we'll see a return to normal yields there. That will certainly improve the protein availability. All this while, of course, exports have remained very, very strong on the soybean side, and so there's strong demand for soybeans, particularly out of China. So having additional production will really help, I think, and help start to moderate prices.
I appreciate your time. This is Jamie Johansson at the 2012 Export Exchange.